Continues the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Hamoitzi kupas ha-goichlin. If someone takes out a kupas ha-goichlin, a box that moichib psomim used, and they have different compartments over there, and they place different psomim inside. So you take out this whole box of kupas ha-goichlin, avo b'sheyesh b'minim halbe, even though there's different numerous types of minim inside there, ein chayv el chatas achas, meaning you only chayv one chatas. So why you want chayv one chatas? So Tosfos right away says, of course you chayv one chatas. Even if hoitzi v'chazav hoitzi in two hoitzoyes you only chayv achas if it's behelam echod. So why should it not be chayv chatas achas? So Tosfos once said it was a yediyah in between every min, and it was an iskaper v'chazav noydeloy still your potter because it's all dove echod. Why is it dove echod? So some Rishonim want to say the kli is mitzarefit. It's clear that's mitzarf and la'achas, that's why you chayv chatzis achas on the kupas ha-roichlin. Zog the Gemara, Mishnah, af b'sheyesh b'minim harbe, en chayv l'chatzis achas. Zaroin egina, if you have seeds that go into a gina, pochos mikugroigeres. Zaroin egina, pochos mikugroigeres. Meaning, usually shiur oichlin is a groigeres. But when it comes to zaroinim, since they're meant for zriya, so you chayv on pochas mikra grogers. Usually zar oichel, the shear is grogeres. But since it's meant for zriya, so in mail it's not looked at as oichlin, so it's pochas mikra grogeres. The zarein again you chayv less than a grogeres on itso. Rabbi Yudah ben Bisera oimer chamisho. There's five seeds that you chayv on. When you take out zarein again, it's not less than a grogeres, it's five. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Daf tzadi omid beis. Zera kishuin. If you have the zera of kishuin, of cucumbers, so you chayev on shnayim. Zog drashi, choshev hu. It's more of a choshev type of seed. And you chayev b'shnei gagrin. You chayev him for two seeds. Zera diluin. If you have the zera of diluin, which are gourds, so shnayim. The shear that you chayev on is also two seeds. You chayev on the hoitzah. When you take out the zera of the diluin of the gourds. Zera poila mitzri. Poila mitzri is a bean, a mitzri. Shnayim, also chai for two of them. Chagov, chai. If you take out a live grasshopper, what in the world do you do with a live grasshopper? So Rashi says, yimatznia lekotin lesachik. A child uses to play with it. It's a toy. You don't play with a ball, basketball, you play with a grasshopper. So chagov, chai, tohor, has to be kosher. You don't have to give him a non-kosher one, because then he might eat it. So chagav chai tor, the shear is a kol shu. You matzniya it. So meli yichayev. Mace, if it's a chagav that's mace, so then it's looked upon like, if it's kosher, if it's tor, then it's like regular oichlin, so then it's chayev like a gregeris. Then it's gregeris, because that's like all oichlin, the shear hoitzor is a gregeris. So chagav chai, if it's a toy, you matzniya for a child to play with, Kolshu. But if it's a chagav mace, which is tar, so then it's a shir oichlin, because then it's like all oichlin, it's shir gregeris. Tzipoires, kromim. Tzipoires kromim is also a type of bird that grows amongst the kromim. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what it is. But a tzipoires kromim, so it depends. Over here it says, bein chaya, bein mesa. Here it's saiv, it's alive, and saiv, it's dead. It's a kolshu. Because over here you use it for refuah. So even when it's dead, it's meant not for achila, for refua. So mele the shear is a kol shu. Why? Shematzi noise refua. For refua, you can use it as a remedy, even a kol shu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues, af hamoitzi chagav chai tomei. Not just when you take a chagav chai tohor, which is matzniin for a cotton to play with, but even a chagav chai tomei is also kol shu. Why would a kid play with a chagav chai tomei? Shematznin oisel a cotton l'sachik boy. Even it's chagav tomei, you give to a cotton to play with. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that you can have him play with a non-kosher chagav too. It's a toy. It's not food. What's wrong with him playing with a non-kosher toy? What does the toy have to be kosher for? It's a toy. We'll see in the Gemara, you say the machlokes. The reason why Tanakhama says Chagav Tomei not because he might come to eat it. We'll see where Rabbi Yehuda argues. Zog the Gemara, Ureminu, Zevel, if you have fertilizer, V'choil hadak, or dak, choil that is dak,
sand that is very dark and very fine.
So kedei lezavel klach shel kruv, yichayev when you mezavel a klach shel kruv. Klach shel kruv means even one klach, one cabbage. One, so it means to be mezavel to fertilize one klach. One klach means one zera. You're telling me that we said there's a shiurim in the Mishnah. Zera kishu in shnayim, zera dilu in shnayim, zera poyla mitzi shnayim. Here we're saying that zevel v'choy ladak k'dei lezavel klach shel kruv, divrei Rabbi Akiva, even one cabbage. Choma oimrim k'dei lezavel kisha, even one leek.
So if you mezavel even one cabbage or one leek, so we see one zera is choshev. Zog Rashi, alma zera habo migarin echot choshev. It's choshev enough that you mezavel it. So it has a chshivas.
And with the Gemara, omra popa, hod ezriya, hod eloi ezriya. Depends if it's already zorua or not. If it's already zorua, then a person will take it to the lezabel, even for one cabbage. Mashing, when it's loy zriya, you're not matriach yourself to do it because it's not kedai the tircha to be matriach yourself even for one thing. Similar to the Gemara, we said legabe tit, that you're not going to be megabel for a mashu. If it's ready megubel, that's something else. But if it's not yet megubel, then it's not kedai to be megabel for a mashu. Likewise, the Gemara nomad aleph, legabe salmonim, that I use for a dugma le'ira is only kedai if it's already soaked, if it's already shorui, then you use it.
So same thing over here. If it's already zorua, so then you take a mezabel b'kolshu. But if it's not zorua, then you're not going to be mezabel a zera for a zibul of a kolshu. So that's what it says over here, that zevel v'chol adak lezavel klach klach, even one klach, that's what's ready, it's ready zorua. So then you're mezabel. But if it's not zorua, then ain't on a matriach for a kolshu. So gemara omra papa hod ezriya hod lo ezriya. So it depends if it's zorua or not. Fisha ain't on a matriach lo itzi nima achas ezriya. You're not gonna take, when it says lezabo, so that's talking about it's ready zorua. But if it's not zorua, so you're not matriach to be mezabo and to be zoreya first, and nima achas ezriya. Zog the gemara, zera kishuin. When you have zera of kishuin, ton rabbon amoitzi garin in, if you take out pits, im lenetia, if it's meant for planting, shtayim, two, im lachila, if it's meant for eating, so kamole pi chazir, the mouthful of a chazir, that's how many garin in pits, yichayivon. I tell you, Radway, v'kama mole pi chazir, achas, a mole pi chazir, is one, even one. Now, Taisu writer points out that pirush shiroi litel avit kachovim. You don't raise a chazer in your farm. You're not allowed to, but you can give those amount of pits to a guy and sell it to him or limkoloi. Abu Yisrael also legal chazer. You can't be legal chazer. We're not talking about his own chazer. We're talking about the pits that you're using for a chazer of a guy. Either you give it to him or you sell it to him. If the pits are you going to use as firewood, then the shear is beyakala, then it's like eitzim. Im lecheshbon, if you're using it for calculations, I'm using pits as a you know, you want to count, so you're using it to count. I have a certain amount of money that I, every pit is worth $100. So I know every 100 coins is one pit, so I'm using it to count. So lecheshbon, so shtayim. Acherim oimrim chomeish. Yichayv on five of them. Tonu Rabbonon. Hamoitzi shnei minim is navasus. If someone takes out two hairs from the tail of a horse, umiznava pora from the tail of a cow. Chayev, why chayev? Shematznin oisun nishbin. People are matzniah those hairs for traps, for a nishbin. So Mela has a chshivas. So Mela yichayv on two hairs. Maksha shel chazir. Zogt Rashi, maksha shel chazir is nimin koshin shebeshidah shel chazir. The hard hairs on the spine of a chazir. So those, achas, you chayv even for one of them. Zogt Rashi, what are you going to do with one hair? The chazir le'uchshve losis b'roish ha'meshicha shel tfira. It's used as the roish ha'meshicha shel tfira. When you sew, so you use one of those as a weaving point. Tzoyre dekel, if you have the tzoyre dekel, which are the branches of a palm tree, so shtayim, Rashi says they're talking about klufim. They're ready removed the outer layer, so they're klufim, so shtayim. Mashenken Teure Deckel, Rashi says they use for Tuba Tinirin, Teure Deckel, which are Minasiva Golos Rivoisov, that grows around the Deckel tree. So those is Achas, those Yechayv one. And Rashi says, Lo Yedati Lamai Chozi, I don't know what they are Roy for. What are you going to use it for? On the side, the Aruch says, Litvar Pidlas, you can use it for Tfir also. Tzipoyres Kromim. If you have Tzipoyres Kromim, so we said in the Mishnah, Rashi said, we'll see what it is. It's used for Refu, it's a type of bird. So, Bein Chaya, Bein Mesa, Yemetznia, for Refu, so it's Kolshu. Zokti Gemara, Tzipoyres Kromim, Bein Chaya, Bein Mesa, Kolshu. My Tzipoyres Kromim. What is the Tzipoyres Kromim? Omar Rav, Palya Biago. Palya Biago, Kach Shmoy, Zokti Rashi. Omar Rabaya. Umishtakach, where do you find this? Bedikla dechad nevora. It's found bedikla dechad nevora. So Drashi bedekel bochur, a young palm tree. Shle nichach adayin. It doesn't have the sieve around it yet. Ela besiv echad. Only has one layer of sieve. She goes through voice of a korchoy. That chad nevora. This one sieve that grows around this young palm. That is where you can find this tziporis kromim. It's found by this chad sieve. Again, the palya bagi, you find it, I mean, bedikla dechat nevora. You find it by the sieve of the young palms. And it's a refuah. Zogdamova avdi lo lechuchmo. It's used to make a person smart. So dash liftech alev. Ochile le palga di amina. You eat half the right side of this bird. Upalga di smoila. And the other side, the left side, Romile Begufse de Nachashta, you place it into a Nechoshesdika barrel, the corner, the Chosim Labashit in Gushpanka, and you seal it with 60 Gushpanka, 60 seals, Vitolile Beivre de Smola, and you hang it around your Zroya Smoli, your left arm, and that's how you become smart. Vesimonech Lev Chocham Liaminoi, Belev Xila Smoloi. And then you learn, obviously to be smart you have to learn too. You learn. And then, after you became smart, then you eat the other half. The Eloi, because if you don't, you'll forget all that you learned. So this is a quick fix in order to become smart.
What is he eating? What is it?
You're eating this palya bira that grows around the sieve of the bocher dekel tree that's young, that has the sieve that grows around it, the one layer. The sieve that grows on the bark, that's where you find this tziporis kromim, which obviously is a kosher bird. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara in the Perek. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afamoitzi, Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Mishnah, and he says, Tanakama says, Chagav Chai is used for a child to play with. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Chagav Chai Tomei. Not just Chagav Chai Tohor, but even a Chagav Chai Tomei a child can play with. Zogdu Mora, the Tanakama Sova Loi, Tanakama holds that a Chagav Tomei, a person is not Matznia for a kid to play with. Why not? Simple reason, my timer, Dilma Ochile, he might come to eat it. Now, Rashi Radri Bavorns, what do you mean he comes to eat it? He might come to eat it. Even if a cotton is oichel nevelis, bezin namatzuva to separate him and to remove the nevelis from him. So over here, what's the problem that he might come to eat it? I'm not matzuva to be mafrish a cotton that's doing an eso. Zogt Rashi, moidud lo yavinu lebiyadayim. You're not allowed to give him biyadayim. You're not allowed to give him nevelis in his hands. Playing with it is like feeding him and putting it in his mouth. I am giving him to play. I'm not giving him to eat. I'm saying don't eat it, play with it. Giving him a toy that he might put in his mouth is like machila biyadayim, Zogt Rashi. And that would even be, that we even among the Omer that says, oichel nevelis ein bezem tzuvin lafrishoy, but lachila biyadayim is osur. So that's Tanakama's pshat, where you can't give him a chagav chai tomei. Because he might come to eat it, and that's called safina le biyadayim, and that's also. Zogt Rashi bidashen lo yisachilum, lahazik gdoilam alaktanim. If that's the reason of Tanakama, Yochi Tor Nami, why do we say that only a Chagav Chai Tor is Mutter?
L'chayre chagav chaytar is also lay sachilum. You know why? It might be kosher, but it's about the shaktsu. It's disgusting to eat a live grasshopper. Dorav kahana have a koim kamed rav v'ave kama abe shuzhve apume. A shuzhve is this grasshopper min chagav tar that was crawling around pume around his mouth. Omale shakli told him, remove it. Don't let it crawl around your mouth. People shouldn't say you're eating it. So we see that a chagav chai even tar. There's an issue about the shaktsu's nafshe seichem.
Zog drashi iochi tar nami. Dilma ochile, vimishum de emboy isa evim menachai, even though there's no isa evim menachai, the chagav ain't told shchita, it doesn't need shchita, there's no isa evim menachai, but there's still an isa about the shaktsu. Meseches Makkos. So if there's an isa about the shaktsu, so what is Tanakama gain by saying only a chagav chai tar, but chagav chai tome, there's an isa. So a mele machil biyadayim, it's considered also because you're not be machil biyadayim, loisachilum. So l'chor chagav chai tar is lo yisachilum because of the baal teshaktu.
Now the question that we showed him discuss that l'chor baal teshaktu is only in the Issad Rabbanon because the real baal teshaktu in the Pasuk is referring to eating shkotzim rumosim. It's not referring to something that's disgusting. It's kosher, the chagav. It's just disgusting to eat it. So if it's on the Issad Rabbanon, the Ritva in Makkos says behedya that it's an Issad Rabbanon in Makkos Tezayin. So if it's an Issad Rabbanon, there's a whole mevucha question. Is there bichlal an iser of lachila biyadayim by an iser drabonon? So from our sugi it's mashma, there's an iser machila biyadayim even by an iser drabonon, because we're asking now, it's iser machila biyadayim. Then we pass in the Shimem Gimel like that. By an iser drabonon is also an iser of machila biyadayim. Lemaisa, the shittas that hold, there's no iser of machila biyadayim by an iser drabonon. So you have to say that that's only when there's a purpose. The Beis Levi says this in Shuvas. When there's a purpose, so you're allowed to give a kid an issa, the Rabbonon, machil b'yadayim, there's no issa. But when there's no tzorich, meaning for the kid to play with it, that's not called a tzorich, so that would be also even by an issa, the Rabbonon. Even if usually there's no issa of safina b'yadayim by an issa, the Rabbonon. But if there's no purpose in giving it to him, there's an issa safina b'yadayim even by an issa, the Rabbonon. And for him to play with this toy would be shlo le tzorich, so it would be an issa safina b'yadayim.
Zok de Gemara. So the Akapon and Gemara's kasha is that it's over about the shaktsu. So even chagav chai tor should be also elo anupshat dilma mayis v'ochile. The reason is not because he'll eat it when it's alive. That's about the shaktsu. He might eat it when it's dead. So chagav chai tor, there's no problem to play with because when it dies, it's tor. You're allowed to eat it. And like Rashi says, you don't eat shchita. There's no even menachai and a chagav. And when it comes to a chagav chai Tomei, the reason why it's usher is because of the issa of chilas tomei. Not because of eating it chai, because you might eat it when it's dead, but it is because it's not kosher. So that's why according to Rabbanon, you can't give it to eat. How does a beauty say allowed to give him to play with it? Chagav chai tomei, he might come to eat macholos asugas. It's machila b'yadayim. But Yehuda, imaisi kotin mispat sofidle. This kid is playing with his grasshopper. What do you think he's going to do when the grasshopper dies? You think he's going to eat his toy? It's his favorite pet. He's going to be maspirit. He'll help spade him on it. Ay, the chagav is avek. So that's the pshat. He's not going to eat it. So Yehuda's not choishish for that because lemaisa, he's going to be maspirit. Hadan aloch om Rabbi Kiva. Hadan aloch om Rabbi Kiva. Hadan aloch om Rabbi Kiva.